Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Psalms chapter 2. In verse 4, the Word of God says that He that sits in the heavens, and that, of course, refers to God, He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. He that sits in the heavens will laugh. Have you ever considered that God laughs? We always think about God as magnificent, and He is majestic, and He is glorious, and He is powerful, and He is a little bit scary, and can be all these things. And we consider that we enter into His presence with some reverence, and yes, that is correct. However, have you ever considered that God laughs? God has a sense of humor. God is not a stuffy God. God is not a God that's hard to deal with. God has a sense of humor. By stuffy, I mean He's not like this snooty little guy with an attitude. He's got His great sense of humor. As a matter of fact, in the original language, the Bible has a lot of humor in it. People don't recognize that anymore because the humor doesn't translate into other languages so well. But there were jokes in there and puns and things. Now think about it. You have a guy, he's a prophet. His name is Balaam. And he's hired by the king who is the enemy of Israel. And that king wants to pay Balaam a lot of money so that Balaam, as a prophet of God, will curse Israel. Now, Balaam is not a really good guy, but he does take God seriously. And so Balaam says to God, God, can I curse them? What a stupid question. And God says, no. And he says, I can't do it. God didn't let me. And so the king of the Midianites, that's the king that wanted to curse Israel, he says, go ask God again, essentially. Go ahead and curse him. And he says, God, can I curse him? God says, no, of course you can't curse him. And Balaam keeps asking, can I curse him? And finally says, okay, God, God finally says, okay, suit yourself. When God says, suit yourself, that's not a good sign. And so Balaam's walking along with his donkey, and he meets this guy. He's an angel. He's actually Jesus. It's the angel of the Lord, not an angel of the Lord. When it says the angel of the Lord, it's speaking of someone very specific. It's actually speaking of an appearance of Christ before He came down to earth as a man. He appeared as an angel. And Jesus is there with a sword. And so you're talking about this very powerful being, very powerful looking, and his sword is drawn. And what happens next? Balaam, the prophet of God, doesn't notice him. But the donkey does. Who's the jackass? And the donkey starts to talk to Balaam. Now, I don't know, but I think even on a bad day, if my dog started to talk to me, I would notice. If my dog said, hey, Mike, can you give me my food dish over there? Did he just talk? But no. Balaam starts having a conversation with the donkey. And he gets angry with the donkey because the donkey stops because there's this guy with a sword drawn. He's about to kill him and the donkey stops. The donkey had a little bit of sense. Balaam, not so much. So the donkey stops. And Balaam doesn't want the donkey to stop. And so the donkey gets hit. And he said, what are you hitting me for? And he tells him, this is a guy who's off his rocker. Why? Because he's so self-oriented that he doesn't even recognize what God is doing and doesn't even recognize that the donkey is speaking with him and he's having a conversation with his what's essentially his horse. Have you ever seen somebody talk to animals? I see them all the time, right? People talk to animals all the time. You ever see the animal talk back? Of course not. But Balaam's donkey talked to Balaam. Balaam didn't get it. And the donkey has to explain to Balaam what's going on. God has a sense of humor. He thinks certain things are funny. I know a lady who years ago was on her way one morning. She used to work early mornings and she was on her way to work. And she asked God, she would talk to God in her car as she was driving to work. And she asked God, God, what makes you laugh? And amazingly enough, a very brief period of time later, she was driving up a hill, and in the middle of the road, walking along the double yellow line, is this group, a family of ducks from behind, just waddling up this middle line up the road. And she started laughing hysterically. Why? Because she saw the humor of what it looks like when a duck waddles up the road. That makes God laugh. God does things just because they're funny sometimes. He loves to laugh, and he will laugh. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 4, there is a time to laugh. And we have to be careful not to forget that there is a time to laugh. We get busy sometimes. People get pressures in life. Kids get out of school and they get very busy with homework and situations at school. And adults get busy with their jobs and their families and stuff. And we get all these circumstances and we forget that there is a time to laugh. Laughter is really good for you. As a matter of fact, in Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart, that's a heart that laughs, does good like medicine. In other words, very healthy. Physically, it's very healthy. As a matter of fact, your body will release certain chemicals inside of you when you laugh that are very good for your brain and the rest of your body also. Laughter does us incredible good, and God wants us to laugh. Never be afraid to laugh. Now, I know sometimes it's not appropriate, but never be afraid to laugh, because God wants you to be happy, laughing people, merry people. Circumstances won't always go well our way. Circumstances won't always go well in your life. That's okay. They don't go always well in anybody's life. And that's part of God's plan too. But in those circumstances, you can still laugh. Never forget to laugh. Don't be afraid to laugh at yourself. Don't be afraid to laugh. If you make a mistake, laugh about it. Don't get upset about it. Laugh about it. If something is funny, laugh about it. As a matter of fact, people who can't laugh at themselves usually are not people who really know God well. Those people who know God really well know how to laugh, because they see God's humor and they see what God thinks of it. And there are simply times when God is going to laugh. Don't be afraid to laugh with him. Sometimes people believe you should be stuffy in church, very upright and serious and all that stuff. I went to a church one time like that and I left because it wasn't much fun to be there. Nobody was enjoying themselves. It's like this. Going to a funeral isn't fun. Church should not be like a funeral. That reminds me. Years ago, I went to a wedding. Now, I was just a new Christian at the time. I was saved less than a year, and I didn't know a whole lot from the Word of God yet. But I had a really good pastor. And there's this one religious group. I'm not going to say who they are, because I don't want to disparage these people. But there's this one religious group, a denomination, big denomination. And the pastor said their weddings are like funerals. There's never any joy there. The weddings are like funerals, and weddings are supposed to be a happy time. And I was going to the wedding of some people who belonged to this church. And I walk in a little bit early, and in the middle of the floor, there's a casket with a dead body in it. I thought, they really are like funerals. What I didn't realize is that there was a funeral there that morning, and in the afternoon, there was a wedding. Don't let your life be like a funeral. Some people's lives are like that. You talk to them, they're always so heavy and so serious and so somber. How are you? I'm well. Oh, you're a bag of monkeys, man. It's not a bag of monkeys, is it? You're a barrel of monkeys. The point is this. God loves when you laugh. He does. He loves it when you laugh. He loves to laugh. He loves it when you laugh. He loves it when something is actually funny. I don't mean stupid. Like a lot of humor is nasty kind of humor. That's not what I mean. I mean real humor that's actually funny. And he loves that. A lot of it was put into the Word of God, and the translations have lost it. But even some of those circumstances with like Balaam, they're just plain funny. God loves it when you laugh, so never hesitate to laugh. He laughs with you. He wants to enjoy himself with you. He wants you to enjoy yourself with him. He wants you to know that he too likes a good time. It's not always going to be a good time. It's like this. Say that there's a doctor, a surgeon, and he works in a hospital. Now, the person may have a great sense of humor. The person himself may have a great sense of humor. You get him outside of the hospital, and you have him at dinner or something, and he will tell you jokes, and he'll be fun, and he'll laugh with you, and he'll enjoy yourself, and you enjoy yourself with him. But when you're in the hospital, he'll be very serious with you because he's got to work on things that are serious. Sometimes God has to do things that are serious, and so he may appear to be serious all the time, but he's not. He's only serious when it's required. Other times, when it's okay, he will laugh with you, he'll have fun with you, and he'll have a great time, and he wants to have a great time with you, and he wants you to have a great time with him. Never think that God doesn't want to laugh with you. He always wants to laugh with you. Now, here's the thing about that. In Psalm 126 and verse 3, the Bible says, "The Lord has done great things for me, and we are glad." If you think about it, how much God loves you, how he promises to take care of you in everything, every detail of your life, and that includes details like what I'm going to have for dinner. When you realize he wants to take care of everything for you, he wants to always be there with you, he'll always be extremely kind to you, he'll always be faithful to you, then you realize, hey, I can be glad about things. I don't have to be worried. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be anxious. I don't have to be nervous. He'll always be faithful. And that gives us the ability to laugh at even our worst circumstances. Because our worst circumstances are nothing to God. And so we don't have to worry. We're free to laugh with him. You guys understand? Okay, good. That's it for today.